I could have some volunteers, help me pass these out. There's one on either side of the front pew. Make sure everyone gets one of these handouts tonight. We're gonna go down through and use the rest of our time this evening and go through the Lord's Prayer together on the front. And if we have time, we'll go over that on the back. And before we leave tonight, we'll have you pray for Michelle and I as we take off on Friday. It's going to be a whirlwind trip and a lot of airplanes and a lot of hotels. And we're helping Todd and Julie Powers do a conference for pastors in Yangon, Myanmar. And it just seems almost inconceivable, but I think they're expecting about 400 pastors at this meeting. But when we started going, Roger's been with me to Myanmar. I mean, can you hardly even fathom 400 pastors? We might have had 40 maybe in that meeting that we did in Yangon in that old Methodist church. And then we'll be going on from there to India and working with India evangelical team and ministering to some pastors there. And what a blessing to work with. These guys are so dedicated to the Lord, and they're in a very, very difficult situation and preaching the gospel in a place that is just challenging with lots of threats and lots of persecution. But boy, they just praise God and persevere. So if you would keep us in your prayers, you're going to be in good hands as Chad and will be preaching, and Morgan will be preaching while we're away, and they always do a fabulous job. So please come out and support them and lend a hand wherever you can. So let's jump into this. We've been using the Lord's Prayer as an outline, if you will, for our prayer life. And I find this to be so useful. They observed Jesus' prayers. And when he came out of his time of prayer, they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And this is what he taught them. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And what a wonderful prayer to pray on its own and so meaningful. But as we go down through these different demarcations, I find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 demarcations of prayer that if given time, Michelle and I in our prayer time in the mornings will often just work our way down through the Lord's Prayer, just sort of in our minds. We just begin that time, and let's just do that right now. Let's just close our eyes and just begin to worship our Heavenly Father and give glory and honor to His name. We've gone over the names of God, that He's our healer, He's our provider, He's our shepherd, He's the one who will never leave us, He's always there for us, He's our victory. So let's just worship our Heavenly Father for a few moments and just give glory to His name. Thank you, Father. Lord, we say you are good and your mercy endures forever. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you that you're the one who removes our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, and you remember them no more. We thank you, Father, tonight that you are our healer. You are the Lord who heals us. You're the Lord who removes sickness and disease from the midst of us. You're our provider. You withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly. We worship you. We adore your name. We say the name of the Lord is great, greatly to be praised. The name of Jesus is above every other name. And we bow before your name, Lord Jesus. say the name of Jesus is above every other name in our life. Everything must bow to your name, Jesus. Thank you that you're our shepherd and we shall not want. You lead us in peace when there's turmoil all around. Father, we bless your holy name. We worship. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we say tonight that yours is the kingdom. And we pray that your kingdom would come. That your will would be done in our lives. So just surrender. Just for a few moments. Surrender yourself to the will of God by using your words in prayer. If there's some area of uncertainty where you have some directional questions in your life, then just ask that God's will would be revealed. Michelle and I met with a couple that potentially could come to work for us, and we're just all agreeing together that God's will be done, that His will be revealed to all of us, and that His perfect will would be accomplished in all of our lives. And so let's just surrender ourselves to the will of God. Father, we just thank you that your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts than our thoughts. We thank you that you're the Lord our God and that you teach us to profit and you lead us in the way that we should go. And so we ask that you would reveal your will to us, Father God, tonight. So that we could please you. So that we could please you in everything. Let the words of our mouth, let the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Father. Lord, we say tonight that we will go wherever you want us to go. We'll say whatever you want us to say. We'll do whatever you want us to do. We'll be whatever you want us to be. Father, our life is not our own. We've been bought with the blood of Jesus. And so we lay down our life and say, not my will, but your will be done. If you're married tonight, or just pray for your spouse, that God's will be done in your spouse. If you have children, pray for your children, that God's will be done in them. Maybe you've been praying or someone asked you to pray for them. So begin to pray for them right now, that God's will be done in their lives and that victory would come to them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ultimately, what we want for our children is God's will to be accomplished in their lives, and that they would know God's will and walk in the way of the Lord. Father, I pray that you would reveal your path, the path that would lead to life and godliness and meaning and purpose and really even joy and peace, Father God, for our families. Father, now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Father, we pray for, let's pray for Aaron and Micah and our church in Cameron. We've been praying that God's kingdom come and His will be done there. And really, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be able to announce to you some things that I'm just telling you only God Himself could have orchestrated. And it's just phenomenal, the opportunity and the door that's been opened to us there. And so we need to pray for Aaron. I mean, he went from banking to teaching to youth ministry to pastoring hundreds of people in a pretty short period of time. So let's pray for Pastor Aaron and Micah tonight. Father, we do pray for them. Father, again, we just pray that your your grace would be multiplied to them, Father God, that your mercy would be upon them, that, Father, wisdom would be multiplied, Father God, and your favor would go before them. Father, we thank you for opening doors for us in that community. We thank you, Father God, that you put something in our heart and that you're confirming it with the signs that follow. And so, Father, I pray that as the gospel's being preached in Cameron, Father God, that people would come out of darkness and into the light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, that you would knit the hearts of our congregation together in the love of God and in unity. Father God, that people outside would know that we're your disciples because of the love that we have for one another. And I pray that they love one another and that they would love their pastor and that that your gifts would be poured out upon them and within them and through them, Father God, and that you would make those gifts known, Father God, and that those would be drawn out of people to work with children, to work with young people, to reach out to that community, to work with music and work with their hands and all the things necessary, Father, to advance your kingdom. Father God, we pray that your will would be done, Father, there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Continue to reveal your will to us, Father, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And after you come out of this time of committing yourself to the will of God, Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And so you know what you have need of tonight. That could be financial, it could be relational, it could be anything that would have a name and that it would fall under the category of need. You need God to give. You need God to do something. You need God to fix something. Why don't you right now just mention those things in prayer? Paul taught us that we don't have to worry about things, Philippians 4, but we could instead of worrying, we could pray. We could lift up our prayers, our supplications. A supplication is a specific request. And ask God to meet that need. And we can do so boldly. We can do so confidently because we've surrendered our will to God. In James it says that you have not because you ask not, and you ask and receive not because you ask after your own lust, after your own desires. But we've been surrendering our will to the will of God. And so go ahead and ask. Jesus said ask. Jesus said seek. Jesus said knock. So let's just boldly come and ask for our needs to be met right now. So go ahead and mention those to the Lord in prayer. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so, if you've asked God for your need to be met, then let's also thank Him for hearing and answering our prayer. There's an act of faith in saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for meeting that need. Thank you, Lord, for giving me what I need. Thank you, Lord, for fixing it. Thank you, Lord, for bringing to me what I need. Thank you for making that way. Thank you for opening doors. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for it, Father God. We thank you for it, Father God. And you can pray about that. Anytime you're anxious about it, just pray and ask God. Pray until that peace comes. Pray until that confidence grows on the inside of you. And after we move through that time of asking for our specific needs to be met, then we also ask God to forgive us our sins and to forgive those who've sinned against us. So let's just ask God to reveal anything that's unclean or sinful or wrong, things that we've done, things that we have left undone, things that we have said, things that we have withheld that we should have said. Lord, reveal our sinfulness to us, our transgressions and iniquities. And we ask you, Father, now, to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins. We thank you that you remember them no more and you do not hold them against us or keep record of our wrongdoing. Thank you for forgiveness. Lord, we forgive those who have sinned against us and say, bless them. Father, for those of us that still have these ugly feelings of unforgiveness, but Father, we ask that those would be removed from our hearts and our minds. That you would set us free from the bitterness, from the anger, from the pain, from the resentment. Again, we say forgive them. We ask you, Father, tonight that you would lead us not into temptation, but that you would deliver us from evil. So we put on the whole armor of God tonight so that we could stand the time and the hour of temptation. We thank you for truth that guards our core, the core of our being. We say that we know the truth and that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that truth sets us free. We thank you that our life, our vital organs are protected by the breastplate of righteousness tonight. We thank you that he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God. Lord, we thank you tonight that we can stand in your presence without any sense of guilt, without any sense of shame. As if sin had never existed in our lives, we surround our heart with the fact that we have right standing with God tonight. We thank you that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And we're righteousness. We are righteous because of what Jesus has done for us. So we stand boldly in your presence. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you that you cause us to stand firm. We resist Satan and every temptation now in the name of Jesus and say that you will not have your way. Our feet are firmly planted upon the rock. Our feet are firmly planted on the Word of God tonight. Our feet are like the feet of a deer on the mountainside, and we will not be moved, will not slip, will not be pushed, will not run. But we'll stand firm. because we have peace with God. Thank you, Lord. We take that shield of faith. We put on the helmet of salvation. We take up the sword of the Spirit. We take up the Word of God. And Lord, we pray that You would lead us not into temptation, but You would deliver us from evil. We submit ourselves to You. We resist the devil, and he must flee from us. But we also ask that You would lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. Holy Spirit, we ask You to show us the way. Reveal the Father's will to us so that we could walk in it. We thank You, Holy Spirit, that You lead us. You guide us. That You fill us tonight. Lord, we give You thanksgiving. We give You praise. Forever and ever. We bless You, Lord. Amen. My suggestion to you is that you become so familiar with the Lord's Prayer and that as you spend time praying, that you'd become sensitive, that there's an area of prayer. There's going to be times where you're going to have to spend a lot more time with "forgive us our debts" as we forgive our debtors. I mean, there's just going to be some times you have to wrestle with that for a while. There's going to be days where you really do need guidance. You really do need to know the way that you should go, and you need to just spend more time. Father, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Lead me in the way that I should go. And so forth in various parts of this prayer. And then there's just really times where you really need God to come through. I mean, you need Him to meet a need. I'm just going to stay in here and ask until I'm confident that You've heard and answered my prayer. But as you become very familiar with this, it can really grow and develop, and the Lord will lead you through that time. On the back here, just giving you a little refresher, just, you know, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? But this really is the statement that guides us as a church staff, the mission of Cornerstone Church. We exist, first of all, just to connect people with God. I'm trying to connect you with God tonight through prayer and through teaching, but we're trying to connect people with God that are far away from God and maybe have never had a relationship with the Lord, or they've gotten separated from God. But we're also here to heal the sick and heal hurting people. We're here to equip the saints for the ministry. And I believe that every one of us have a ministry. And that my job is to help you find that and to help you fulfill that. And then, of course, just to glorify God. And so we just see disconnected people coming together as a family to love and joy and to glorify God together. One of the reasons I enjoy going up to Milan is just the enthusiastic worship of God when we're there, whether it's a Tuesday night for a focus meeting or a Sunday morning church service. There's an enthusiasm, and that's one of our values, to worship God enthusiastically, to love with words and actions. And the action that I really enjoy, that really speaks love to me, is having a meal in Milan. Because it's some of my favorite food of all time. All of that Latin and Hispanic food that he was talking about it speaks love to me. It was an action. And tamales speak love to me, you know. That we live by faith. We make disciples. That we value our callings from God. That we would give generously. That we would protect one another and bring healing to one another. That we would prefer one another and live in unity. And that's what I believe God has called us to do. So you can keep that and pray through that. Roger, would you lead the congregation in prayer for Michelle and I as we go out this week, and then we can be dismissed.